This is KUT. You might have heard warnings about the potential for malicious computer hackers to sabotage infrastructure, like electric utilities, but it turns out there's a bigger threat, Brenda Salinas reports.
Next time you hear a politician talk like this,
there's only one way to defend America from these cyber threats, and that is through government and industry.
Or you see a movie trailer on National Geographic like this.
The current blackout is the result of a cyber attack.
What you should really be thinking about is this. That's the sound of a squirrel running across a power line. In a lush city like Austin, it's something you see every day, and it's a lot more dangerous than you think. If a squirrel touches two different power lines at the same time, or it touches a power line and a tree, it's toast. And a lot of the time, so is the power line. Carlos Cordova is a spokesperson for Austin Energy.
Last year, squirrels alone accounted for over 400 outages.
During that time, hackers caused exactly zero power outages, not just in Austin, but throughout the world. There are no confirmed outages caused by hackers anywhere, not ever. A data journalist with the pseudonym CyberSquirrel1 is dedicated to making that point crystal clear.
I run a website, CyberSquirrel1.com, and a Twitter account, CyberSquirrel1, that documents power outages caused by animals.
He takes on the persona of the chief propaganda minister of the Cyber Squirrel Army. So far this year, they've had 702 successful power outage operations worldwide. It's a silly way to transmit a serious message.
There is some risk to the electric grid from cyber attack, of course. There is a small amount of risk there. But the amount of hype and fear and uncertainty and doubt that is surrounding that risk is way out of proportion to the actual risk.
Back in Austin, Carlos Cordova is constantly thinking about threats to the power grid.
So what do you worry more about, hackers or squirrels?
Well, that's an interesting question. There's the animals on the power lines like squirrels that can cause problems. And then there's humans sitting in their room, in their pajamas, in cyberspace, going through our lines over the web. That can also create problems, but we diligently protect against both.
CyberSquirrel1 says that's a good thing, but just like Y2K, we should take our doomsday scenario down a few notches. In Austin, I'm Brenda Salinas.